This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Around the country, many public pension systems are in trouble. The situation is especially bad in Illinois, where the state pension system has been underfunded for years. Politicians and labor unions are trying to figure out what to do about the problem. Meanwhile, spiraling costs and mounting debt are forcing state and local officials to make some hard choices. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
It's still morning, and it's already in the 90s, as Carlos Escoitia points up at the brickwork on the outside of John Spry Community School, just west of downtown Chicago. He's looking at several black safety nets hugging the aging facade below the roof.
We've seen falling brick from these areas, and it's all around the building.
Principal Escoitia worries someone could get hurt.
That has not happened, and we want to prevent that from happening. And of course, outside renovation is needed, and we're not on the list for this coming school year.
Neither are more than 50 other Chicago schools with decaying windows, roofs, boilers, and electrical wiring. The district had to put these projects on hold, in part because payments to its teacher pension plan jumped by $36 million this year. And there's no state money for building improvements. The state is having its own financial problems, and a big part of that is rising pension costs from Illinois' five retirement plans. State Representative Robert Malaro serves on a commission recommending reforms to the system.
Here's what happened. We have what we call a defined benefit plan. Most states do. Most cities do. People weren't making a lot of money in government. They retired at 65. They would get a modest pension, and they were dying at age 70.
But over time, says Malaro, people started retiring earlier and living longer.
They're living till 80, not 70. So they're retired for 20, 25 years. Doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that that's big money that we're paying out in these systems, but we never really changed the funding policy, and we're not taking more out of their checks.
That's caused the state's unfunded pension costs to grow to nearly $35 billion. That's the highest of any state, but it's not just a problem facing Illinois. California, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Vermont, Colorado, and others are also struggling. Earlier this year, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, a Democrat, called for creating a two-tiered system of benefits at the state's five retirement plans. The plans of existing state employees wouldn't change, but annual guaranteed pension increases for new workers would drop, while the retirement age would rise to 65.
It's like the kid who kills his parents and then throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's an orphan.
Henry Baer runs the Illinois chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME. He says for years, the state hasn't put enough money into these funds.
Now we have politicians who shorted the pension fund and now are whining because they have these big pension payments to make. The only reason the pension payments are as large as they are is because of the failure of the General Assembly and past governors to pay the debt that they owed.
Opposition from AFSCME and other unions has forced Governor Blagojevich to back off most of his reforms. One solution Illinois and other states are considering is a move to 401k-type accounts. Under these plans, workers contribute a percentage of each paycheck, tax-free, to a retirement fund. Some employers match those contributions. A state commission in Illinois has called for more study of the option. In California this spring, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger fought to get a measure onto the fall ballot that would implement a 401k-type plan for all new state hires. But opposition from firefighter and police unions killed the proposal. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.